Alongside you in the studio is Sir Michael Bishop, chairman of BMI British Midland. Do you need bigger airports or more of them?
The UK civil aviation industry is one of the most dynamic contributors to our economy, and I very much welcome the courage and the timing of the government in opening this subject up to public debate. Of course, we do need more runways, and we have to persuade and to make the public and those who object to us understand the great strides that we've taken in our industry in the last 25 years to make our industry significantly more environmental friendly. And I think we often is not taken into consideration that great contribution we've made in making aircraft so considerably quieter than they were.
Well, I was going to ask you about this. I mean, there are two issues. I want to come to the fuel polluting issue in a second. But on the issue of quieter aircraft, I remember in the States in the 70s, they had a thing called the whisper jet. You were supposed to hardly hear. Well, you could still hear it. It was quite loud. Now, when are we going to get whisper jets, proper ones?
Well, I think that the first important thing to say is that the public perception of aircraft noise largely stems from the first generation of jet aircraft that flew in the 1960s and the 1970s,
Trident.
The Boeing 707, the Trident in particular, and the Comet and the 707. I don't think any industry has spent more money in developing quieter engines than has the aircraft industry. Certainly the road transport industry, the haulage industry, has not quietened lorries on the roads to the same extent which aircraft have been quietened. And gradually, and very importantly, the noise profile has become more and more constricted to the area immediately around the airport, and there is less pollution for those on the approach. There is still noise, that is undeniable, but we are much, much better and much friendlier neighbours than we were.
What about the subsidy, as Charles Secret would have it, that airlines enjoy, the fact that the polluter doesn't pay, and the accusation that you create an artificial demand by subsidy in various ways from government, which wouldn't be there otherwise?